Parshas Vayera, Beis Tfilah, Tovshin Ayin Vav. Today we'll speak about Mitzvah Hachnosas Orchim. Says the Chofetz Chaim in a Sefer Avas Chesed, Chelek Gimel, Perbeis. Avram kept the whole Torah. As we learn from the Pasuk in Perchov, Pasuk Hei Ekev, Hashem Shomar Avram Bekoili, that we learn from there that Avram kept the whole Torah. Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebalpeh, Eruv Tafshidin, kept everything. Yet, the Torah doesn't tell us about the mitzvahs he did. Doesn't go into details about the mitzvahs he kept, with the exception of Achnosas Orchid. In this week's parasha, we're told in great detail how Avram brought in the guests, prepared food, looked after them. Only over here did Avram, the Torah elaborate exactly what Avram did. Obviously, the Torah wants us to learn from Avram. We're supposed to learn from Avram how to do Achnosas Orchim. Likewise, says the Chofetz Chaim, we see that Rivka also entered the Beis Avram. How was she chosen? Through Achnosas Orchim. She was also looking after the guest, the stranger arrived and she offers him to drink. The Gmalecha was also through Achnosas Orchim. So obviously there must be very important messages we learn from Avram. So we see ourselves, the Chofetz Chaim brings what they are. We see Avram was looking for guests. Says Yoshav bePesach oil kechoy mayoyim. It wasn't when the guest came to him and said, "Can I have something to eat? Can I stay with you?" No, Avram was looking for the orchim to bring in. Kechoy mayoyim was sitting by the entrance of the tent. We see that besides offering the guests food and drink, Avram tells them, "Yukach nom at mayim." He offers them bathing facilities, hygiene facilities. Rashi says, is to clean themselves. When the guests come from a long voyage, offer him, have a shower, wash yourself. Avram said, Hishonu tachas eitz. The guests come, offer him his room, you can lie down, you can rest a bit. Prepares a meal, bezrizus. Like Avram, he's running. And whatever's ready, he immediately brought to them. How do we know? Because altogether he shechted 3 bokor. But it says, Ubena bokor asher oso. When the bokor was ready, the singular, he brought in. But the 3. Wait. What was ready was ready, he brought in immediately. Didn't wait till everything's ready, everything's complete. He himself was standing over the orchim and serving them. He was mechanech his children, as it says, Vayiten el ha-nar, Yaseh shmol to participate. Says Rashi, Lechanchoi b'mitzvahs. And says the Chofetz Chaim, if we can't do all that Avram did, at least we should do part of it. And accept them, b'chibo yisera, as if this Oni is a great rich man who has money to give out. And there's a big investor who maybe he has money to invest. And you invite him for a meal to the company. Can we offer you a breakfast? Oho, what goes on over there? Oho. They offer him, they make sure he enjoys himself. They look after him. He's a big investor, he's a big guy. Says, that's how you're supposed to relate to the overdrawn, as if he was a big person. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Chuf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, G'doy lo achnosas orchim, yoyser mikabolas pnei shechina. Because Avraham Avinu was speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he tells him, please, al no sabra mi alavdecha. Please, hang around. Hang on line, okay? Have some Arabs to deal with. Akash Baruch Hu, please, stay. Stay on line. Is Achnasas Orchim a mitzvah deraisa or drabanan? What mitzvah exactly is it? Is it deraisa or drabanan? What do you say? Deraisa. Would anyone suggest it's drabanan? Is that possible? Zog the Rambam, Hilchos Avelus, Perek Yudalet Halacha Aleph. Says the Rambam, Mitzvahs Eser Shel Divrayim Rabbanon Velavos Orchim Rabbanon. What? What about stalker? It's also subjective to what a person is.
Yeah, okay, that's true. So it isn't
half the sort of work. He says, Mrs. Divrayim. Drabonon. Continues the Rambam and says, Afal pishakol mitzvah seilu mit Divrayim. Hoim bichlal after reacha kamoicha. In other words, it's part of the, it is the raisa. It's the rice of Hafter Recha Kamecha. Whatever you like to be done to you, should do to others. But the mitzvah per se is categorized as the mitzvah upon it. That's what the Rambam holds. Others hold it's part of Valachta Bedrochov. You're supposed to emulate Hashem. Hashem's good and kind. You also have to be good and kind. Now, when the guest comes to your house, what should you do? You offer him a meal. What about yourself? What should the Baal HaBayis be doing? How do you know? Good. Says the Shulchan Aruch, in some Siman Tov Kuf Tes Vav Hilchos Yom Tov, if a guy brings on Yom Tov, he brings fruit, something that's been plucked, could have been plucked on Yom, picked on Yom Tov, it's Muktzah and also to be eaten, it's Muktzah. But if it is from first the Yom Tov to second the Yom Tov, Yom Tov Sheni, it was picked on the first day Yom Tov, now it's second day Yom Tov, can you eat it? Says Shulchan Aruch, yes, because Miman of Shach, one of those days is a weekday. Either if yesterday was Yom Tov, today it's weekday, and if today is Yom Tov, yesterday was weekday, so you can eat it. The Ramah says no, yes, it's us to eat, because we're concerned you may can't tell a goy next to you, tell a goy to pick on first day to use it on the second day. It's awesome. What should be done? Machlekes. Says the Ramo, no yigim na achmir, not to use it for second day as well. Im ein no tzorach yom tov le tzorach orchim. For orchim you can be meko. For guests you can be meko on the second day. Dr. Mishnah Berurah. So we're meko for the orchim, we can use it. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Va'af hu ba'atzmo yoichel imoyim pek vaydom. The pensha hu b'chlal mitzvah achnos es orchim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, not only can the guest eat the food, but the Baal HaBayis who eats with the guest can also eat the food because it's part of mitzvah achnos es orchim. In other words, if the guests come and he says, here's a meal, no one else is eating, he doesn't feel comfortable, he feels that he's taking your food, but the Baal HaBayis says, you know what, I'm really hungry, I'm having a meal, will you join me? Probably say yes. So it's part of Achnasas Orchim. If the Baal HaBayis eats with the guests, he feels much more hamish. Pasuk said, "Tzadik oichel soiva nafshoi." Some of us want to say, when does a tzaddik eat the soiva? Takin. When does a tzaddik takin? When he's machnis orchim. Because if you have this guest, he's been traveling, he's really fat, he's famished. Okay, he took one piece of chicken. He's dying to take another piece. Doesn't feel comfortable. But what happens if the Baal HaBayis says, this chicken is great. I'm having my third piece. And what's the guest going to do? He's also going to have another piece. Tzadik oichel soiva nafshoi. The tzadik, when he does achronos orchim, he tucks in. Because that's all part of a mitzvah achronos orchim. Rav Moshe Sternbuch writes in his sefer a story about Rav Chaim Oizer Grudzinski. Rav Chaim Oizer, he was the God Lador in Vilna, and a guest came to him during Sukkot. It was very, very cold. So Rabbi Moshe offered the guest a meal. Rabbi Moshe said, "Look, I'm mitztayer, it's cold. I'm mitztayer from the Sukkot. I'm potter from Sukkot." But the guest said, "I'm not. I'm not mitztayer. I don't mind this cold. It doesn't bother me. I'm young. I'm healthy. It doesn't bother me." So Rabbi Moshe sent the food down for the guest in the Sukkot. After a few minutes, Rabbi Chaim Oizer comes to the sukkah. The guest said, "Why are you coming? You're mitztayer, potter min ha-sukkah." So Rabbi Chaim says, "You're right. Mitztayer potter min ha-sukkah, but not for mitzvah achronos dorchim. Mitzad sukkah, mitztayer potter. You're right. If I have mitzvah achronos dorchim, I want to eat with the guest to show how much I enjoy your presence." "No," said, "I'm not potter." So he came to eat in the sukkah. Who counts as a guest? Hachnosus Orchim. Tremendous. By the way, a person who's davening Shmoneh Esrei, he's in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, and he hears someone looking for a place to stay. Can he, in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, stop and say, "You're welcome to come to my house"? Is that mutar or asur? Huh? For anything? You don't stop. But why don't you stop? Because you're oymed b'fnei melech. But since G'doy l'achronos es orchim yoisim kabbalos p'nei shechina, Avraham Avinu was speaking to Kodesh Baruch Hu and he said, hang on the line, I have some Arabs to deal with. Some Arab guests. And Avraham he had to hang around. So, l'chura, hypothetically, if in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei and there's someone looking for Achronos Orchim, you could stop in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei and say HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rega and go and tell the guest. You could even look after the guest, you could take him home. Hypothetically, this is not Halacha L'maaseh, because apparently we don't find such a heter, but theoretically speaking, should be permitted to stop in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei to do Achronos Orchim. Okay. What's called Achronos Orchim? The newcomer in the shul. Is that Achronos Orchim? The guy you never speak with, or maybe Chavrusa. Wonderful, come around for Shabbos. Does that count as Achronos Orchim? Let's look in the Shulchan Aruch, see what do we find. The Ramon Shin Namad Gimel, Aruch Hayin Shin Namad Gimel Sif Aleph. There's a prohibition to move all your furniture around on Shabbos, because you come and fix the floor. But for Dvar Mitzvah, you can. What counts as Dvar Mitzvah? Oreach. Achnot says the Ramon. Called Shvus Shi'itiru L'Tzorach Mitzvah Mutar L'Tzorach Achronos as Orchim. So wherever you will lenient other things for Mitzvah, you're lenient for Orch as well. What counts as Achronos as Orchim? Says the Ramah, Goy Mikri Orchim that they're sleeping over by you, or you're inviting guests who are sleeping over by someone else. If you're inviting friends to dine with you, it's not a sudas mitzvah, it's a sudas rishus. So an outsider, a traveler, who doesn't have where to stay, doesn't have a roof over his head, that's called achronos orchim. But if your neighbor, your friend, your charusa, he has a roof, he has a house, to invite him, it's not mitzvah achronos orchim. It's nice. It's mil chasodim. It's not called achronos orchim. The question I have, that I don't have clarity about, what happens if you invite your friend? You have a brother-in-law from Yerushalayim who has a house, and you invite him and tell him, come to me for Shabbos in Beit Shemesh. So he arrives in Beit Shemesh, Shabbos comes in, can't go back. So is it now called Achronos Orchim? Lamaisa, if you throw him out of the house, he doesn't have where to go. You have a fight, he said, get out of my house. The guy's in the street. So that means you're Makai Mitzvah Achronos Orchim? It's true that you invited him, but once he arrives, is there Achronos Orchim? Or not? Yeah? No, I don't have clarity about this. Chazal tell us, Bava Metzia Pei Zayin, Vayomer Mari Sholoi Seim Kemach Soiles Lushiasi Ugois. Kemach is flour, and Soiles, Lashon Torah, is fine flour. So was it flour or was it Soiles? Ksiv Kemach or Ksiv Soiles? Answer the Gemara. The lady, she ha'enel tzara, it's harder for her. Therefore, tzara was offering flour, and Avram said, soiles. The biggest obstacle for people to do achronos orchim are the wives. So, right? As far as the husband is concerned, 10 guests, lamalo, bishmak, will invite people for Shabbos, lamalo. Find all sorts of people, interesting ones. And he'll, bli soif.
They say today if the husband's willing to do all the work. So.
Okay, so that we're going to discuss. So I want to know, halachically, whether it's the wife's obligation, can she object? And does she have to take care of these orchim? The husband comes home with 10 orchim. Does she have to do the washing? Make their beds? Cook for them? Or not? What does the halacha have to say? The Gemara in Ksubas, Samach Aleph says, Ve'eila malacha isha'isha oisa labayla. Toichenes, ve'oifo, u'mechabeses, u'mevasheles. She has to grind the flour, bake, wash, and cook. These are part of the obligations the wife has. Says the Gemara, who's that for? The Gemara says, this entails the arche u'parche. Who are the arche u'parche? What does that mean? Says Rashi, Arche are orchim who stay in the house for a week or for a month. And parche are the oved rochim. It says in the Gemara that she is obligated to do all these things, to cook and to wash for the arche parche, for the people who stay in the house for a month, and for oved rochim. You see, lechora, there's a choif. On the other hand, the Gemara says she doesn't have to cook for his father and son. Her husband's father and son, she doesn't have to cook. Why? Why is it different than Archi or Parchi? Says the Ramah. Because they're not smuchim al shulchan. In other words, if the father and son live in the vicinity, and the father wants, and the husband wants to invite them over, I'm not my chiyuv to cook for your father. Not part of the family. But the people staying over, she does have to. So the chura, we're coming out right now, that she has to cook. So the husband comes home with 20 archi or parchi. You find all these homeless guys, some of them are drunk, sleep in the streets. Mamish, achros is orchin madrin. Couldn't be better. And his wife is going crazy. And he says, you know, missus, you got to wash for them and cook for them and look after them. We'll see. Lichura. Weiter. Now, these 20 homeless guys, schnorrers, the husband says, okay, now they're going to sleep in the house. They're staying here until further notice. His wife is going crazy. You're mad. Get them out. Don't let them in the house. Shum pony vayfen. These guys haven't bathed for a month. They're not, and don't let them in my house. What does the halacha have to say? We're discussing a strict halacha. We'll see what should you do. But what does a strict halacha, choyshe mishma, what does it say? Shulchan Aruch, Evan Ezer, Simen Ein Dadel Sif Yud. If she says, Ein Ratzoni Shavo Lebesi Avicha Vimecha, I don't agree that my father-in-law, my mother-in-law, my sister-in-law, my brother-in-law, all your, she says to her husband, all your family are not masking that you shouldn't enter my house. No, don't agree. I don't even agree that you should dwell in the chotzer. It depends. If she says, because they make trouble, if she gives a reason why, because they make trouble, they say bad things about me to you, so I'm not masking, then we'll check it out, we investigate. If it's true that they come and they make trouble, then we accept that, and she can prevent them from coming to the house. Says the Ramah, but only because of Ktata. Ava belav ochi ein shaymino. Amador eino shalor rak shel bailo. The house belongs to the husband, it doesn't belong to the wife. Therefore, she cannot object to who the husband can bring in whoever he wants into the house. Unless she could prove it's Ktata, they're troublemakers, then we accept that. So it's his house. Okay. V'im Toimar. What about if she's her dira? What about if the husband was the number one in yeshiva and he got a dira from his kala? It's under her name. So can she object then? Can she decide who's going to come in the house, who not? She can. Under her name. What does the halacha say? It's hers. But who runs it? Oh, very good. This is called Nichsei Milug. Nichsei Milug are assets that she brings into the marriage. It's hers. If they get divorced, or she turns a widow, she gets it back. But who runs it? Who gets the pay rights? Who rents it off? It's his. The shimushim, the usage of the nichsei milug, go to the husband. So even if the dira is under her name, it's still he's in charge, and therefore he can bring whoever he wants into the house. So if he learns parshas Vayera, he gets very excited. Mitzvah achronos orchim yisrael kabbalas meshchina. Says, forget it. 20 homeless people, some of the dry addicts, you name it, all these guys are divorced, you know all the tourists in the world they have. Stay at the table, so the Hori comes out, she has to cook for them, wash for them. It's a big job, you know, all the lice, and they're going to hang around the house all day in the living room to get good beds, given the best, to get beds, and she has to cook for them, provide the meals all day. Before I continue, I've got to tell you some words of wisdom I heard from Rabbi Berkowitz many years ago. And he said, gets asked by people, you know, my wife, an avreich, my wife wants me to go shopping with her. Am I not to be vatel Torah to go shopping? He says, look, halachically, of course not. Why should you go shopping? Why should Mivatel Torah go shopping? But you have to look at this as a business deal. Do you want to sit and learn in peace? Do you want to sit and learn in peace of mind? The sometimes kedai as an investment, if you're shopping with her once and then she leave you alone, then it's kedai. Not a lochadik, but out business wise, it's worthwhile giving her some time and she'll leave you alone. If you're going to fight with her, you'll end up with you'll have no, you won't be able to learn anyway. So just kedai, even though as far as halacha is concerned, there's no reason why you should battle Torah to go shopping. But the ma'aseh could be it's kedai. So therefore, what we're discussing right now is halachic, but it doesn't mean it's a good idea. It's not kedai to be in that type of situation that you're going to impose on her. But let's see what the chazot we could say. It sounds radical. So I want to say two things. We said that a woman's obligated with the archi of parchi. But there's a Rashi adds some words. When Rashi describes the Ovid Rachim, says Rashi, "Lefishe b'mokim shesh bnei bais rabim, noyagim nistareach Ovid derech." Rashi adds words. But when there's a large family, it's normal to host travelers. What's Rashi saying? Why is Rashi adding that? The Gemara says, "Aruchi uparuchi." You've got to take travelers. That's it. The answer is, the Torah, the Chazal, don't expect a woman to run her husband's mitzvahs, and husband wants to make gemach, minus chasodim, everyone. She doesn't have to run that. She has to run a normal household. A normal household entails people stay over for a period of time. And when the family grows, it's normal to have a guest or two travelers. It's in the realm of normal. To bring in 20 homeless people is not normal. It's not part of running a household. And therefore I want to say, he cannot bring in 20 homeless guys.
What about one crazy guy?
Okay. It's one over him. That's my first aura. Second aura. She said, I don't let them sleep over. It bothers me. Why does it bother her? Why does it bother her, guys? What do you mean? I don't want strangers in the house. A woman dresses in front of the family more casually than she does in front of strangers. Right? A mother, she may be nursing. So, there's a difference in front of a close family versus strangers. She says, it bothers me. I don't want them to sleep in the house. But we said, the house belongs to him. So listen to this. In Shulchan Aruch, Evan Ezer, Simon Ein Gimel, a husband, part of his obligations is to provide his wife with clothes and a place to live, mador. It's his obligation to provide a place to live. It's a two-way street. She has to cook, he has to provide a place to live. What size apartment does he have to provide? Says the Shulchan Aruch, an oni, the minimum is a 4 amah by 4 amah apartment. That's the minimum. 4 amas by 4 amas. How much is that in meters? What? 1.5. Okay, that's the minimum. And Ava Ba'ashir, The husband, based on his level, he has to provide her living accommodations based on his level. Because it says, Oilo ima, she goes up to his level. Now, I was once in Russia many years ago, 20 years ago. Rav Meir Chodosh had a sister, an old lady who was in Russia, and I was given some meat to give to her. She was living in a komunar. What's a komunar? That is these huge apartments that were built for very rich people, and now it's shared. Every room was a family. Goyim. Every bedroom was an independent family, and they all share the bathroom, the kitchen, a shared apartment. In the kitchen, like there are five stoves. Everyone has his own stove. That's a komunar. You have no privacy. You go to the bathroom, it's shared. That's true for komunar. In here, even the Oni Shabanim, the basic thing you need is privacy. Every family has privacy. Has a door they can shut, the lady can dress casually. She has privacy. Therefore, and that's when the husband grew up, his mother had privacy. See, that's his level. Therefore, she's entitled to say, I don't want people in the house staying over, because it infects my privacy. It's lacking my mador. You are obligated to provide me your level. Your level is the family, the lady of the house gets privacy. Therefore, nafkamina. If there's a basement, if there's a private entrance, if there's a guest room that's separated from the house, so then she can't object. But if they're living in the house, and she's bothered because she doesn't have a privacy, then even though it's his house, but still it's lacking her, he's lacking her in what he's obligated to give her. He's obligated to give her privacy, a place to live in privacy, and therefore she can object to him bringing in or him to stay. Okay. Could it be that for mitzvahs achnosas orchim, shouldn't give anything special? Could it be the mitzvahs achnosas orchim, bread and butter? No three lashonis in chardol, three tongues in honey, in mustard, that like Avram did. Could that be? So I saw in the Sfarim an Eitzah Tova. Eitzah Tova is, you want to do Achnasas Orchim, don't provide anything special. Provide your regular standard. Why? For your wife. If you're going to provide, make special dishes and extra desserts, and it's going to be very big pressure on her, it's likely the next time she's going to say no. But if you keep it regular, it's the regular, well, we have anyway, we're going to share with someone else, then be much more easier for to continue with the Achnasas Orchim. Number two, in the Pela Yoyetz, he says it's not good what people listen to their wives, the wives say, tell the husbands, you have to provide them for the Achnasas Orchim, you've got to provide amazing meals, you have to spend so much money, you can't be mevazi yourself and just provide the regular stuff, you have to have super, super, super stuff. And the husbands listen, and they just don't do the mitzvah. He says, it's the Eitzahara. It says the Pelio, it's Adarabba. If you provide these super meals, the guest is going to feel uncomfortable. Because he sees your standard of living, he sees your regular guy, and he has a super meal. So he understands it was done for him. He feels uncomfortable. He feels that he's putting pressure on the family. He doesn't feel comfortable. But what?
They don't eat the, they're afraid because it's a lot of money, very expensive meat.
Yeah.
And they don't eat, and only the guests eat.
Right. So he sees that, so he he'll feel uncomfortable. He feels he's imposing himself on the family. But if you treat the guest like a part of the family, I'll drop this. If indeed he sees that this is your normal way of living, then he feels comfortable. So says the Pelot, Adrabah, you should provide what you normally provide and just invite him in, come and join us. And he feels that you're not going out of your way, he feels comfortable, and therefore you're making your mitzvah. I'll finish off with the story of the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim, two stories. One is brought in Chofetz Chaim al HaTorah, and Parshas Beshalach brings down that there was once he had an oreach and he had a guest, and the Chofetz Chaim was himself preparing the place of sleep and the food, and the oreach wanted to say, I want to help out. Says the Chofetz Chaim, what do you mean? Do you want to wear my tefillin? Do you want to help me wear my tefillin, my talis? The Chofetz Chaim is my mitzvah, not your mitzvah. You're the guest. You don't have the mitzvah. My mitzvah is to help. That's not your mitzvah. One story. Another story. The Chofetz Chaim, he had guests on Shabbos, and he came home from Ma'ariv, and he made Kiddush right away. And only in the middle of the meal, he sang Shalom Aleichem. Why? He said, look, I have guests. I don't know if they're eating today. That they may be hungry. He says, the Malachim are not hungry. The Malachim can wait. They're not hungry. They'll wait for the Shalom Aleichem. I need to make sure my guests have meal as quickly as possible. So he made the Kiddush and started the meal to give them what they need, and then he sang Shalom Aleichem. All of Yadenu, let's just summarize what we learned. Mitzvah Sachron Malachim is a tremendous mitzvah. It's a kium of Haftarecha Kamecha. It's a kium of Hashem. We're all guests back at the Shbaruch Hu. Hashem looks after us. We learn from Avraham Avinu how the Torah elaborates what he did. He three Arabs, he was ill. He was looking for them. He ran after them. He slaughtered three bokar, three bulls he slaughtered just for the Lashon, just for the tongue. Unbelievable. Who are these guys? A bunch of Arabs. That's how great Achnosas Orchim is. It's a tremendous mitzvah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was hanging around to wait. Yosika Boris Pen Shechina, it's a tremendous, tremendous mitzvah. We learned that theoretically speaking, you could impose on your wife, but the mitzvah are not, if it's not normal, it's an abnormal way, then you cannot impose on her that she should lose her privacy. But of course, Hachnosas Orchim, she's also obligated in the mitzvah. It's all the mitzvah that she's. It's a lavas man grom. If you can together work out a plan to zeichen a mitzvah together, then it's a tremendous thing to be achieved. Don't go ballistic, because otherwise it's counterproductive. Your guest may feel that you're going out your way too much, and he'll feel uncomfortable. And also, long term, you'll end up get burnt out. But if you invite a reach, and keep a regular way, because that he should get a good feeling, then in kind of mitzvah. Thank you very much. Have a good Shabbos.
Sure, another story with the Chofetz Chaim, yes, which maybe relates to this, is that he once invited Rav Meir Shapiro Lublin, and he came over to his house on Shabbos, and he wanted it to be separate, that he wouldn't be with his wife. So he told Rav Meir, sorry, I can't take away my own Shabbos. Found him somewhere else to stay, but I don't know how it fits in with what he said.
Okay, if you could verify the story, I'll be there.
What?
If you find me the source of the story, okay. I'd like to see it.
It's a slightly different Yisrael.
Thank you. Ciao.
A little different Yisrael. I heard that story. He said that he didn't invite him over because he says it's Shkitin Shopanara. And one of the things the husband has to do with his wife is like eating suits with her. That was Alexander.
When I was a boch in the mir, there was a certain Karolin family who would invite many bochrim, and the wife would eat in the kitchen, a few of them.
Yeah,
right. All the Shabbos table was full of guests, full of bochrim, and the wife would eat in the kitchen. Different matzah. Every Shabbos.
I'm not sure if that was a great example about a brother-in-law coming from Yerushalayim, because it's not a secret. It's not a pearl that if he doesn't have that, he's going to just go home. He just stays with his mitzvah night.
What? My shvaga? No, he's there the whole week, right?
My son told me, son is in yeshiva, he just be there like, at yeah. night. Like,
no, he's there the whole week. He comes home for Shabbos.
Because of Shabbos, huh?
I think it's important.